Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
Now, today in our Heartbeat, you're talking about knowing our faith, essentially. You ask the question straight off, what do we believe? And also a big question of how do we get that belief? And you were sharing with us that the way you got that was first people shared with you.
Yes. Originally, it was my grandparents and parents. Teachers, but it didn't stop after I was a child or even teenager or a young adult. It was something that was on my heart always to know, what do I know? What do I truly believe in? And I sought it out.
So we're blessed with, many of us are blessed with people sharing with us, but some of us don't have that in our lives from the very beginning. But hopefully there has been someone along the way who has shared that with us.
Shared something or made you think or question.
A prompting in us that's made us question.
Is this all that life is? Or, you know, I've heard Christians say life to the full. What does that mean? So you, from a question or someone saying something, you've gone and investigated.
When you were speaking in the Heartbeat, it also made me think about, well, if I got my faith, or at least the beginning of it, by others sharing with me, for example, yes, you, mum and dad, and then other members of my family, it's important then for me to share my faith, not only with my child, but also with the people around me, because I am one of those people, as we all are if we have faith, who by sharing our faith helps someone else's faith.
Well, you're in their, if not family, immediate family circle, you're in their community circle or environment of circle of people that you have an opportunity and a gift that we can give to people, you know. If it's important for us, we want to somehow share it with others.
Yeah. The other thing too is that though faith is a gift from God.
Yes.
It is something that he graces us and blesses us, and why some people are blessed with that earlier than others, we don't know.
And I always see that, say if you were born into a faith family, grew up with it, learned it, you know, acknowledged it, whatever, and then someone else who came later in life, God treats them no different. He loves them exactly the same, 100%. It is what it is. I don't know why. But God, forever in his love for each person, desires them to have a relationship with him and will always try and reach them. You know, even if their environment or circumstances don't have God in their life or anything, he will still win. He will still try and reach us, knock at that door. But we have to then at least open it.
And that was, I think, then your focus for the, let's say the last half of your Heartbeat, was that we then should seek it out. So our faith may be initiated or sparked by
sharing
conversation with others. But then if we want to go further in our faith, if we want to deepen and have that real trust in God, then we should actively seek that out, whether that's listening to others, reading, you know, reading the Bible, reading other books about our faith. Because that will actually help to deepen our faith.
And we have technology so much now that we could listen to a podcast of, you know, these brilliant orators all around the world, people who care, people who pastorally share love, people who are doing social justice and sharing who they are and what they have and who Jesus is and the love of Jesus by ways of caring for people in their you know, education or in their means and upbringing. But that's all part of the faith-filled community, and we have an opportunity to go look at YouTubes, go look at whatever is out there. You don't have to even if you don't have money. I know, I guess you have to have money to have a computer, but most of us, even those who are quite poor, have a mobile phone, and you can watch things and listen to things and diligently seek things out. Go to a library. Go borrow books. There's many ways that we can learn more about our faith.
And then another thing that you encouraged us to do was to actually ask for the gift of faith, so that if we're questioning ourselves or questioning God and what does something mean, well, in prayer we can ask for that gift.
God, reveal the truth to us.
Give me the Holy Spirit. Yeah.
You know, I've met many people who really don't know God, but they are busting in their whole life to seek truth in every avenue. They just do. And so isn't it good that you could somehow point the way to this precious God who is truth, Jesus, who is the way, the truth and the life? They have to then, of course, accept it or persevere with it, because, you know, it doesn't always reveal everything straight away in 1 second. But, really, really chase after it and desire that you desire that others have it as well.
I believe God made us intelligent beings, so therefore when we question things, I feel like that's okay, because God wants us to seek out
the answers.
Truth and the answers, so by using our intellect and also by then doing more research, looking into something. And you don't have to do research at, let's say, this high level of research. I just mean even having conversation with people. Like, that can be research at church, talking to other people, having conversations with
having conversation with God.
Yeah.
You can say, God, is there really a God? And if there is, would you reveal yourself to me? Would you show me yourself? And God will accept that invitation. He'll come running to try and show you himself and who he is and what he does.
I think too, after we've for many years been on, let's say, our Christian journey and trying our best to have God active in our lives, we can become a bit stale to seeking him out.
Bit blasé too.
Yeah, and I feel like you're giving an encouragement to say, you know what, go check it out again. And not even again in the sense of we're not living our faith, but at a deeper level, at a new level.
Yes.
Like, what are the things that you're questioning, aspects of your life that you're questioning? Well, go ask for an answer in that area.
Yes.
You know, so it's not just the beginnings of your faith, as in God, are you there? Which some of us may be at that point. But then others of us, no, God, would you help me in this situation in my life that I'm struggling in?
The book of Revelations explains it so well if you just read it. The book of Revelations is also difficult to read because it's very poetic. It's very arty, creative in the way it's been written. And they talk about that Jesus is there on the throne, and all the angels and all the saints in heaven throw themselves down before him, bowing and worshipping their God 24/7 and praising and adoring him. But it gives a description of Jesus being like a diamond. And a diamond has different facets. Have you ever looked at a diamond and if you move it around, especially in the sunlight, you see in rainbow colors?
Yes.
It has different cuts or facets of that jewel. Well, our God, who is the jewel, the jewel that we all desire to, you know and attain and have a relationship with, it's like he's on the throne, and this facet of God, when you're looking at him and worshipping him and adoring him or checking him out with your intelligence, you see a facet. But then if you changed, I have a picture of, if I changed, say, my seat in the auditorium of heaven, I would see another facet of God. And then if I moved along the row again, I'd see another facet of God that I hadn't seen before. And this revealing or going deeper in God is like, it's never ending. We'll never get to the bottom of who God is, what he does, how he loves. But you see different facets.
Mm.
And I see that that's as we get not necessarily older, but as we mature in God, we see different facets of our God.
Yeah. And I think with this heartbeat, if you're not careful, you can think it could be for someone who's just starting out in their faith journey.
Because it's not.
What do we believe? Okay, let's like list some things. But it's not exactly that. It's about going deeper because it's never ending.
Yeah. Some revelation the other day, and I know like Jesus died for us on the cross. When the priest at Eucharist breaks the bread and the host becomes the body of our Lord, again, it's the reliving, and you know, I can't explain it in words properly, but the reliving of what Christ did on the cross for us, and he offered himself as a sacrifice, but it's also the resurrection of him offering now eternal life. It's being redone every time, relived, as if it's for the first time. And this host embodies God, Jesus's body, and as the wine represents Jesus's blood that he poured out for us. When you try and think about it, you don't fully understand, but you have still this spiritual acknowledgement going deeper. It's hard to describe that. Wow. Look what our God did for me. I don't know. It just gives you a greater appreciation of his love for you. It wasn't a one-off thing. He does it every day, all the time.
Yeah. I've written down, and I don't know if it was you who said it or they were my thoughts, but I said, I've written, not just knowledge for knowledge's sake, but we want to truly know God and what we believe. So it's not just so that we can list some things, but it's really a transformative thing that happens in our hearts.
And some of it is you can't put into words. You're trying to. It's your spirit acknowledges God's spirit and you just know.
Yeah. So the weekly challenge this week is to look at your faith, and if there's something in your life that you've been questioning, to go and seek out some answers from God more. And that will be different.
Ask God to direct you to the right books to read, or the right things to watch.
The right people
whatever.
To have a conversation with.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's the challenge this week, and that will be different for each of us. So we hope that that has really blessed you. We hope that that has given you something to think about, to take you further in your faith, and we look forward to talking with you all next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.